It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 730 WTNT, The Truth, and I'm joined once again by Dr. Milton Wolf, Washington Times columnist, board-certified diagnostic radiologist, and cousin of President Barack Hussein Obama. Good afternoon, Dr. Wolf.
Greetings from the second coolest Milton in America.
The second?
How are you today, Andy?
I'm doing just fine. The other Milton would be Milton Friedman?
We all stand on his shoulders, don't we?
Yeah. Your piece in the Times is called Channeling Milton Friedman to a Conservative Victory.
Milton Friedman and quite a what a man and what a treasure he is. He has been for America, and we would we'd be wise to relearn some of the lessons he tried to teach us about freedom, economic and otherwise, and how our truest path to prosperity is a path to freedom. And we should take the time to kind of relearn some of his lessons.
Yeah, the left thinks the Tea Party is going away, don't they?
You know, it's funny to watch them. The Democrats at first they'd never got the Tea Party in the first place. They just never understood it, and then it came and just blew them away. Gave them, as Barack said, a shellacking. And here they are, just befuddled by what the Tea Party has done, and yet they think they are in a position to define the future success of the Tea Party. They claim that if the Republicans were to nominate Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney, then it's an indication that the Tea Party has failed. Well, they couldn't be more wrong.
You know, Milton Friedman, his take on the Tea Party would probably have been pretty positive.
You know, it really is kind of a sad thing. I say it's kind of one of the minor tragedies of history that he didn't live long enough to see this movement. I suspect he would have enjoyed it greatly. And one of the reasons why is that Milton Friedman, he called himself a libertarian with a small R and a Republican with a capital R, I'm sorry, with a small L and a Republican with a capital R. And he said he was a libertarian by principle, but he was a Republican by necessity or for expediency, that we have to come together as a party to get things done, and realizing that we don't get to pursue all of our principles. Well, he said that something that I think is just profound. He said, we don't solve our problems necessarily by electing the right people. Of course we want to elect the right people. We all wish we could have perfect candidates, but the reality is we don't. So how do we achieve find our principles? How do we pursue our principles? It's by creating a situation where where even the wrong people are profited to do the right things. And that's how I think conservatives and Tea Partiers need to look at the Republican field right now, particularly Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich.
Yeah. You claim the Tea Party is more of a state of mind than a roster of people.
There are founding principles of the Tea Party, and that, of course, is fidelity to the Constitution, limited government, and free market capitalism. And those principles are, not coincidentally, those are the founding principles of America itself. We would certainly be wise to re-embrace those. And as a Tea Party or as a conservative, I'd encourage all folks around the country to get that message to Newt Gingrich, to Mitt Romney, and say, you know you need Tea Party support if you're going to win this election. Well, we want you to embrace those principles with us, and we will enthusiastically fight on your behalf.
And if they don't embrace those, then obviously they lose.
I don't see how they can win without Tea Party support, and they're both very bright guys. I think they understand that quite well.
No more bailouts, no more subsidies, no more waivers, no more guaranteed loans. That's not the way of today, Doctor.
It is time to take the crony out of capitalism, and there's no better time than now. I mean, the reality is, downgraded America simply cannot afford this anymore. We can't afford to give $500 million to Solyndra or to allow the Democrats like John Corzine to misplace $1.2 billion because with all of their insider connections.
How do you do that, by the way?
We can do that.
How do you do that, by the way? Misplace $1.2 billion.
I don't think I could misplace $10 without missing it.
Isn't that the truth? All right, you say it's time to quit playing checkers and switch to chess. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know that there are those who would call the Republican Party the stupid party and compare that to the Democrats the evil party. You know, I don't know if I'll go that far on either side.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have to you can pick the cliche you want. We've got to play the cards we're dealt. We've got to manage the situation we have. If we had a perfect candidate, I would be first in line to support him or her. If we had a perfect candidate who was a viable candidate, I'd be first in line to support him or her. We're going to have to manage this situation, and I think our best hope is to realize that the conservative movement is a movement. It is not one election. It is not one man or one woman. It's something that we need to continue on in this election, the next election, and for the rest of our lives, because our country deserves that of us. And that means this one election, this one in 2012, it is a crucial election. It may be the most important election since 1860 in our nation, but we're going to have to come to grips with our options, and we either choose between Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney, or we devise some implausible strategy in the 11th hour for another candidate, or we accept a second term with Barack Obama.
Always good to talk to you. Have you received a Christmas card yet from the president?
I think I'm still on the outs there.
We'll talk again. Thanks, Doctor.
Hey, thank you, Andy. Keep fighting the good fight.
Will do. Dr. Milton Wolf at 3:55 here at 7:30 WTNT. The Truth. Always get a kick out of him. He is the cousin of President Barack Obama, and actually has been to some functions where his cousin is in attendance. He doesn't have a whole lot to say to him. Can't imagine why.